marketing is so fascinating.
Let me know when you want me to turn the page for you.
I think I can manage.
Can I get you something to eat?
No, thanks.
Something to drink?
I'm fine.
Something to kiss?
Twine, you're already making A's. I gotta study hard to do well in marketing.
Okay. I really am interested in marketing, so tell me more, please.
Okay. Marketing is the art of getting people in the mood to be receptive.
Oh, I see.
And the four P's in marketing are product, packaging, promotion, placement.
Ooh, well, the way you're packaging this product, you're promoting. I'd like to place this.
If you two suck face any harder, you have one head.
May I have some french fries, please? No, no, no fries. Maybe a burger. What am I talking about? I don't eat dead cow. soda. Make that a diet soda. I'm sorry, Mr. Gaines. I'm having a really hard time making decisions today.
Oh, me too. I'm trying to decide how much patience I have.
But it is not me. It has to do with the way the planets line up. It affects the way we feel, the way we think, and what we say to each other.
And what we wear on our head.
Are you okay, Freddy?
Well, how can I be okay, Kimberly, when Mercury is in retrograde? This means a very weird time, astrologically.
Uh-huh.
Haven't you noticed anybody acting a little strange today?
Other than you?
Exhibit A, Whitley. She's actually been nice to me. Yesterday, she says she likes my tattoo.
That's because she finally collided with the planet, Duane.
La, Kimberly, Freddy, la. Love that perky chapeau. It brings out the essence of your whimsy.
Mercury in retrograde.
What is she talking about?
Astrology.
Who cares about the stars in the skies? I have stars in my eyes. I made an A in my marketing class.
Oh, boy!
And I owe it all to Duane.
What did he do?
It's not what he did, Kim. It's who he is. My man. My muse. My sweet inspiration.
Oh, my goodness. I liked it better when she was alone and crabby.
Ron, I need to talk to you, man.
Later.
Sorry. Now.
To be continued.
This better be life-threatening.
Yeah, man, I think you better sit down.
Something happened to my family?
No.
Something happened to your family?
No.
Well, what is it?
I got
this is a test paper.
Hey, look at the top.
You got a C.
Shh.
Loretta!
Ron, I've never gotten a C in my life, man.
Congratulations, you're no longer a virgin. Loretta!
Ron, this is serious.
But take mediocrity like a man.
I don't know what's happening to me.
I'll tell you what's happening to you, Whitley.
No, but I study with Whitley every night.
Correction. She studies, you drool.
She's so beautiful, man.
Swain, snap out of it.
You're right. I got a lot of studying to catch up on. I got a grad school application to fill out.
Yeah. You ever hear the expression, just say no?
I'm telling you, I can't help myself.
Well, then help Whitley. I know if you're getting C's, she's got to be getting Q's.
You're right.
And look on the bright side. If I don't catch up to Loretta, you won't have to worry about your GPA, because you'll be DOA.
Loretta!
Hello, my future Nobel laureate.
Huh?
Guess whose gray matter is rubbing off on me? I made another A in my marketing class.
Really? I mean, we've been spending all this time together, and you're really acing that difficult marketing class. That's great. really great.
Now I need to ask you what you made on your test.
Oh, no, you don't.
Come on, Twain. Don't be modest. Flop that grade. How do I love thee? Let me count the A's.
A platform shoe, peace symbol, and a dashiki. Wait a minute. And we have an 8x10 glossy of Miss Lola Falana. All right, can you guess where they came from?
Fred Savage's junkyard?
No, they came from a time capsule buried by Hillman students back in 1970.
Excuse me, please, but what is a time capsule?
It's where people bury things that are meaningful and dig them up later.
Like dogs with bones.
Or women with grudges.
All right, let's channel all this energy in a more positive direction, like deciding what objects we are going to place in the Hillman 1990 time capsule.
I know exactly what should be put in there. Something that represents awareness and suggests the echo of the cosmos.
Why not donate your head? It could represent space.
Now you listen. What we need are two people to head up this project. Two people of extraordinary energy, of divergent points of view. We need Winifred Brooks.
Say, 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 say.
And Ron Johnson.
Oh, 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 Reagan, no. What are you doing?
I'm trying to fill out my grad school application.
What, are you getting a PhD in couch potatoes?
It's not funny. I'm stuck. Look at this first question.
Name? How do you see yourself in 20 years? Well, if you keep staring at Whitley's picture and eating Whitley's cookies, you're going to end up one fat, frustrated failure. Have a nice life.
I've got it. The perfect symbol for the time capsule.
Latoya Jackson's Playboy spread.
I cannot work with him. You know, I think we should include a piece of the Berlin Wall to show international solidarity.
What does kissing Europe have to do with us?
Your limitations are boundless, Ron.
Oh, wait a minute. I agree with my brother. I think it's time we stop looking at history through the white light of Eurocentrism.
Ooh.
Very eloquent,
you can't come, homie.
Thank you. Read it this morning in a pamphlet. Changed my entire worldview. I think.
Speaking of worldviews, it's not too trapped by the male perspective. Oink, oink.
Oh, I agree. Let's include a copy of Scheherazade Ali's The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman.
I cannot believe you said that. Trying to decide what to bury in the Hillman time capsule.
And we cannot seem to agree. Well, take it from me. My past experience has proven that there's but one solution to all problems. Listen to your heart.
Shut up.
Now, really, I know what I'm talking about. You need something that will reflect everyone's point of view. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is the age of video. Why don't you make a video?
Mind meld! It's perfect in both form and content. It could bridge the gap of our multifaceted generation.
Have you ever considered becoming a mime?
Now, where do I see myself in 20 years? 20 years.
Oh, honey, you're home.
Dwayne, I have to talk to you.
Oh. Why don't you come over here and give Big Daddy a kiss?
20 years of Toll House cookies certainly have taken their toll.
Big, I'm just sitting there thinking about you.
Why don't you think about changing out of that bathrobe you've been in ever since Oprah Winfrey left the White House?
Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really gonna get it together now, baby.
Dwayne, you haven't had a job since Ron Johnson fired you.
Well, now I was the best damn secretary that man ever had.
What has happened to you? You had such promise. You were so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, your mama called you chipmunk. Now she calls you hedgehog.
all began with that C, baby.
Stop using that C as an excuse.
You're right, baby. It wasn't that C. It was you. I took one look at my little bunny and her brown eyes, and I fell in love. It was all over.
It certainly is.
What do you mean, baby? What?
I'm leaving you, Dwayne.
No. No.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Baby.
Hello.
Hi.
Made you some cookies.
Get those things away. Well, you want me to get fat, don't you?
What's wrong with you, Dwayne?
I got a lot of studying to do, Whitley.
Can I help?
No, I don't need your help. You know what I need right now? I need to be alone right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you want me to leave?
Yes, please, would you? And take them damn cookies with you.
And now I know how my boss made it up the corporate ladder. Girlfriend's livid. Every time my senior vice president walks by, she just manages to conveniently drop something in his path, which means she has to bend over and pick it up nice and slow. Then she puts her chest all in his face and goes into her, ooh, excuse me, Mr. Blackburn, while he stands there drooling all over himself.
So what's the problem?
Who is it? Hey. Hey, Dwayne.
Hi, Julie. Hey, Walter, is Whitley here? I gotta talk to him.
No, but we are. Is something wrong?
Well, I was kind of terrible to her, and I just wanted to apologize.
Whoa, homie, no. First rule of love, never, ever admit when you're wrong, because the women never do.
Oh, no, I will admit I was wrong once. Oh, good. So why were you so mean to her?